This is Dating. I'm Huete.
Hey, first of all, thanks so much for letting me ask you this question.
That's Sarai. I met her a few nights ago at a friend's dinner party. We were having a few drinks and maybe inevitably the conversation turned towards dating and breakups.
So something I struggle with is people pleasing, and I struggle to let people down. For example, I may have a Bumble date on Wednesday, and I don't know what to expect, but I have a feeling I'm not sure that I'm going to want to continue seeing this person.
As Sarai was describing the situation to me, I was actually relating pretty hard.
What I want to ask you is, do you have like a go-to text that you use to let people down and tell them, hey, this was great, but I don't want to see you again?
You know, I thought I did because I recently experienced something similar, but then I shared it with my team, Jesse and Eleanor, on the show, and now I'm not so sure because it's not quite a breakup, but it's also not nothing. Do you text? Call them on the phone? I know you probably shouldn't ghost, but like, what is the best way to end a thing that's not really a thing? If you love This Is Dating, but you don't love listening to the ads, we're collaborating with Apple Podcasts to offer an ad-free version of the show. For a small subscription fee, you not only get episodes ad-free, but you'll also get early access to any new episodes. Go to Apple Podcasts, search for This Is Dating, and select the ad-free and early access subscription option. And thanks!
This is Dating. I'm Jesse Baker. Okay, Huete, tell us about the situation.
Okay, so I meet this guy on Bumble. We go on like 3 dates, and then I just decided I didn't want to keep going out with him. So I'm having dinner with a friend one night, and she happens to be a communications director in her day job. And I tell her the situation, and she helps me craft what's eventually going to be a voice memo that I sent to him. And I sent it at like 1 in the morning. And I guess I went with voice memo because I didn't want to waste his time with having to have a whole conversation about it. I just didn't feel like it was that serious of a situation. But then he sent me a voice memo back asking if we could meet up and talk about it. So I said, sure.
Okay. Can we hear the voice memo?
Yeah, of course. Here it is.
I'm just now getting to bed after a long day of work and people. And, you know, I was reflecting on my past week with you. And I can't believe it's only been a week, but it's been so nice getting to know you. I also think I just don't have the mental space to give this the energy that it needs. So I think on a romantic level, this is the end of the road for us. And I hope that you understand where I'm coming from and that this is really about me. It's not about you. And I am so happy that I met you and that I got to know you a little bit. And I wish you the best of luck.
Wow, that's so good.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said it's about me, not about you, because that feels a little disingenuous. But otherwise, it was crafted by a communications director. So
I mean, first of all, thank you for sharing that because it's really vulnerable to do that. Also, like, that was so great. You're so kind. The other thought I had is that, like, it's not you, it's me is like sort of seen as a cliche, as you just referred to. But I think sometimes that's like extremely true. I think it's a classic for a reason. I don't know. What are Jesse's thoughts? I can't tell.
Yeah, neither can I. Jesse hates it.
Jesse, I know. Jesse's about to drop a bomb. I know that face.
Oh my God, let's hear it.
No, I just, yeah, no, I mean, it sounded like spin, you know, it sounded like you weren't feeling it with the guy and you couldn't just say, not everything is going to give us that spark. Not everything is going to make me feel crazy. And you don't, it's not with you. And it's so nice to meet you, but like, you're not, I don't want to keep doing this.
It's true.
I was just thinking, like, if a guy sent that to me, I would be like, this is such bullshit. Why do we have to be so nice? You don't have to be an asshole, but you can just say, I mean, I also don't know the extent of the week that you had together and if he had many overnights at your house and he's maybe feeling used. I don't. Okay. No.
I didn't hook up with him.
Okay. So you went out a couple times and you don't necessarily want to go out again. Like, that's fine.
Yes, you are 100% right. And that is who I want to be. This was a comfort zone response. And that's why my friend told me at dinner and I did it that same night because it was easy enough for me to do. You are right in that I just felt like we're not on the same page. Like, this isn't really what I want. That's actually the reason. It's not because I don't have enough time.
No, and he knows that. And like, work is a bullshit excuse. You make the space for the people you want to make space for.
Okay, read me that, Jessie.
But did you give him more than one date?
Yes, 3 dates. On the third date, I actually was like, oh my God, I'm so bored. Because he was mansplaining something to me. And I was like, I can't be here anymore, you know?
I mean, you gave him ample time. Like, that's the thing. You gave him the space. And then that's enough.
Like, okay, if you were helping me do this, what would you tell me to say?
I would probably have you call him and say, like, I had a really fun week, but I don't think that there's a future here. And thank you. It was really nice to meet you. And I'm sure I will see you around. But I want to keep dating and seeing who else is out there.
But I didn't want to get into a thing where it's like, I have to explain why I don't want to see you. And if he says, like, yeah, you can keep seeing other people, it's like, then I have to tell you, like, you mansplain things and I don't enjoy hanging out with you.
You don't have to. Like, that hurts, right? That does hurt. But so does, I'm really busy and my job's taking up a lot of emotional space in my life. And so, you know, that's basically saying you're boring and I don't like you, but I'm going to say it's this thing because that's nicer.
Yeah.
I think saying, like, I'm not feeling this and I think we both gave it a go. You didn't do this after the first date, which is what I'm really proud of you. Like, that's lovely. You went out with him 3 times. Awesome. And now you just free yourself. I just think a phone call is like just cleaner and you don't have to engage. He hears you. I also thought you didn't sound like yourself in that voice memo. I would never have recognized your voice. But so Eleanor, who is one of the most wonderful human beings on the planet, took that and received that very differently than I did. So, you know, maybe like somewhere between the two of us.
If you like This Is Dating, you should check out In Case You Missed It, Slate's podcast about internet culture. It's a show for people who have a healthy relationship with the internet, made by people who really don't. It's hosted by Slate's Madison Malone Kircher and Rachel Hampton. Twice a week, they'll explore what's trending at the top of your feeds, investigate the ghosts of the internet past, and help you sound like the smartest person in your group chat. Episodes drop every Wednesday and Saturday. Just search for ICYMI wherever you get your podcasts. That's ICYMI, the podcast that's extremely online, so you don't have to be.
I mean, I do fully understand the desire to like be kind and let somebody down easy. I would definitely leave a voice memo like this, or I would send a text like this, or like, this is basically like probably the way that I would break up with somebody. it's hard to find a way to, you know, not go all the way in the other direction of being like, I don't like you. Maybe my question is this, which is, if I don't have the energy to put time into this, is code for I don't like you, then isn't the same message received either way?
Let it be code. Yeah.
Or is Jesse just saying, do away with the code? Codes are bad.
I'm saying stop speaking in euphemisms and just be direct with someone and say, I don't feel the way that I want to feel about you after these three dates. And so I hope that you find someone who feels very differently. And thank you. This was fun, but not what I'm looking for.
Interesting.
I like that we disagree on this. I don't know if I would have done anything differently, which is part of why I like that we disagree, because basically, like, his voice memo back was like, no, I think you're great in these ways and this deserves more of a chance. So let's like meet in person and talk. And I was like, great. I just didn't want to waste your time in person. But if you want to do that, I'm happy to. And this is my personality. I get into these situations where I have to, like, because I'm nice, I have to, like, I don't know, contort my way out of these situations where people expect me to be a certain way for them, you know?
That's so real.
But it's not about being nice. You are a very kind, generous, warm, wonderful person. But, like, it also needs to be about what you want. I just think if you had called and framed it around, you're not getting what you need, that's not unkind. It's just the truth. He might have just taken that differently. I mean, you're saying it to him, you're engaging in the conversation, and then it saves you from having to meet at a coffee shop and say things that are more euphemisms for how you actually really feel, or being blunt and saying, you mansplained and I find you really boring.
This is actually very deep, Jesse, because at the core of what's the real problem here is, like, I really struggle to center my own needs. And so in that message, I shifted blame instead of just saying, like, this is what I'd like and this isn't it. And that's okay. I'm glad I met you, but I just want you to know this is not it for me. That's actually a strong and warm framing. Wow. Wow.
I would say that you do not owe him your time to meet up. If your original message was like, I don't have the time, or I'm unwilling to give the time to, like, make this work, he's countering it with like, oh, but I have the time. Like, let's meet up and talk about it. And I think that if time isn't the issue, and if you're not interested in putting in the effort to make things work out with him, there's no need to meet up with him in person.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Because that wastes your time when you could, like, be taking a beautiful walk by yourself or getting a manicure or meeting up with a friend.
Or going out with someone who does make you feel the way that you want to feel. You may not know what that feeling is yet until you get there and you're in it.
Wow. Yeah, that's exactly true. And I mean, Eleanor, to your point too, it is the exact same thing. It's like, I know I don't want to sacrifice the time, but suddenly someone says, like, I need that. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know? And it's like, no.
I relate because I'm the same way.
So after this conversation, I ended up talking to the guy again. And then obviously Jesse and Eleanor wanted to hear all about it.
I did end up talking to this guy last night. He came over and I was like, I'm just gonna be very real and, like, tell him exactly what it is. And I explained to him, I was like, and it wasn't about the mansplaining. I was like, listen, I feel like I am focusing on just listening to my instincts and the direction that I know is right for me to go in. And this with you would be totally fun, but it would be a distraction from the direction that I know I'm supposed to be going in. And I don't know if that sounds crazy, and I hope you understand that this is not a slight to you, but it's just, this is not the direction that I want to go in. And he was like, actually, that makes complete sense. And I totally know what you're saying. And I wasn't expecting this, like, big grand romance, but I did feel like we had a connection and I wanted to explore that. But I can totally resonate with
knowing where you want to go and this not being it, it was surprisingly healthy. Like, I was like, I didn't expect that.
Well done.
Thank you. Wouldn't have done it without you guys.
Well, I think now we just recorded the end of this episode.
So if you would like to be set up by us, go to thisisdatingpodcast.com. There's a quick application. Tell us a little bit about yourself and we'll be in touch. This Is Dating is produced by Jesse Baker and Eric Newsom at Magnificent Noise. Our production staff includes Huete Katana, Eleanor Kagan, and Taylor Hansen. We also received help from Esther Perel, Courtney Hamilton, Eva Wolchover, Julia Natt, Julia Silbergeld, Ilana Dunn, Kimberly Bodwin, Hayden Dawes, and Lulu Krause. Original music, production, and sound design by Paul Schneider. Logan Urey is our consulting producer, and the executive producer of This Is Dating is Jesse Baker.